breakfast. For Chemist Warehouse, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.
Here it is, the Wednesday edition of the potty with me in the studio and the X-Man outside on the patio deck and looking very, very nice indeed. We invited people to tell us about their day in court today, X-Man.
We did, mate. We had some really, really good stories off the back of that. Also, James Corden, famously for karaoke, came out and said he hasn't washed his hair in 2 months or doesn't wash it every 2 months, but we're not overly surprised by that, Basil.
We had all sorts of responses to that question. And the mushrooms, magic and otherwise, how do you tell the difference between the safe ones and the not-so-safe ones? You got involved in that as well. Have a listen. You're probably a bit like me, X. So the mushrooms, I've got no idea what time of the year they pop up other than to say I think they're up and out now. Is that about right?
In Bali.
Well, not those mushrooms necessarily.
Nah, not for me. No. I've got no idea. Em's a vegetarian, so she's a mushroom eater.
Right.
I'm not big on them, but I cook them a little bit. Mm. But, mate, we've got ones that pop up in the backyard. We've got ones that pop up in the fridge.
Yes.
The other ones that pop up down south,
right?
They're everywhere.
Three types of mushrooms that I know off the top of my head. You're exactly right. The ones that pop up in the park or in the backyard, and Anthony goes crazy for those. The ones that Amy buys at the shop,
yeah.
A kid's not that fussed on the
not
mushrooms.
Big on them. Not
and
big
there's
on them.
The ones that we may have stumbled across in Bali totally by mistake.
Mistake. I turned up. I was being vegetarian.
Let's leave those to one side for one moment.
I've never done that. By the way, I need to add that I've actually never done that.
I'm with you, X-Man, but I have seen some people that have been down the wrong path and there were birds swooping on them and there were no birds around, if you know what I mean. A lady in South Australia, a mum, is sending a message to home gardeners after she and her daughter were rushed to hospital after eating a poisonous mushroom from their veggie patch.
Jeez.
She thought the vegetable tasted fine, and then when she bit into it, she woke the next morning suffering from gastro-like symptoms and decided to try and identify the mushroom with an app on her phone. Turns out she'd eaten the wrong sort of mushroom. How do you know?
I can't tell. We had a couple pop up in the backyard the other day and the boys were around. And I was like, I knew there's something around, you can't eat them, or you're not meant to eat them.
Yes.
So I threw them over the fence. But no, I've got no idea if I was walking in a jungle down south, if they're in my backyard, or if I was in a mushroom farm.
Yeah.
I've got no idea what's what.
So we've got a park down the road from us. I actually call it Mushroom Park. And come on, Anthony, let's go for a walk down to Mushroom Park. They're all over the place. You get those really gigantic ones that obviously nobody's walked past.
Do you boot them?
We do have a bit of fun with that, yeah. You know, it is good fun. You sort of feel a bit bad because the next bloke might have liked to have seen them. But no, sorry, mate. Bang. Whack.
Gone.
I'm taking it you can't eat those. The ones that grow in the middle of your grass, just out of the blue. I imagine, again, you shouldn't be eating those.
What's the difference?
Well, I've got no idea, and we're looking for help this morning. And that lady in South Australia nearly had a very, very nasty mishap because the wrong mushroom can send you into all sorts of pain and trouble. How do you know the difference? Max is in Yanchep. Max, do you know the good mushies from the bad mushies?
Hey, boys. Morning.
Hey, Maxie.
My granddad each out into them, mate. He goes out and picks them, and he basically just says if they're black underneath, like the underside of the mushroom's black, good to go. If they're white, they're toadstools.
Right, so underside black, good. Underside white, don't eat them.
He's a bit of an iron gut, so I don't know if it's actually legit or...
Mm.
But he swears by it. He goes out and picks them all the time. So.
What about the other sort?
Yeah, leave that one for our next caller who's coming through anonymously. Maxie, thank you. Good start. Right, so is that theory correct?
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Talking mushies this morning, X. Yep. A lady in South Australia nearly died after eating a mushroom out of her own veggie patch. Thought it was fine. Made her crook as, got through, but now warning everybody, you've got to check your mushrooms. Well, we're trying to check our mushrooms this morning. At the moment, we're struggling to work out what the good ones are to eat and which ones you can't. Now, what's the black and white theory again?
Black underneath, let it rip. Mm-hmm. White underneath, let it go past.
Okay.
Pretty simple stuff, Baz.
Yeah, does that add up with you? That came from Maxie, actually Maxie's grandfather.
Yeah, iron guts.
Correct, 133353. Maddie is on the line. Maddie, morning.
How you going, boys?
What do you got for us, mate?
I just, I got the mushrooms growing in my back lawn too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to put out a question if anyone knows how to get rid of them, Matt, because I've tried everything. My missus has tried searching on the internet and we just can't find nothing. You know what I mean?
I tell you
seven,
what.
Seven iron?
Yeah, seven iron or a 3, 4, or 5 year old boy.
Yeah, because I got a 9-month-old and a 2-year-old, and they love them, and I just don't want them to eat them, you know?
Yeah.
Matt, they look no good too, don't they, Matty, coming out the lawn?
No,
they look horrible.
No good. Especially when you're trying to work on your grass, got a nice grass, and then all the
What lawn are you using, Matty?
I'm not sure what the lawn is, but I've got it good, you know?
The green one.
Looks nice. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. If anyone knows, it'd be good.
We'll see
if
we can help you out, mate. 133353. Who knew? What a can of worms or a can of mushrooms we've
got. The mushrooms are no good. They're hard to get. They're a weed.
Now, it's not often, X, we have an anonymous caller come through. Well, we do in the rumour mill, but that's where you've got your code name. But in general talk back, anonymous from Secret Harbour, good morning.
Oh, hi, how you going?
What are you helping us out with this morning, my friend?
I'm just changing my voice because I'm pretty recognisable. So I've got a mate, you understand, a mate.
Yeah.
It can tell you all about the recognising the medicinal mushrooms, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
So they're called blue tops or gold tops or blue knees. And the reason they're called that is because they're gold on top, and when you pluck them, the stalk goes blue. They're blue minions.
Right.
And, they're the medicinal ones.
So
the stalk transforms into a blue one?
Yeah, when you pull it, the stalk goes blue underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they're the ones that could make you a little bit dizzy, so to speak, Anonymous.
Yes, dizzy is an understatement.
Right. Now, do they grow naturally and in the wild here in parts of Perth or on the outskirts of Perth, do they?
Yes, Ray, my mate used to go down to the old Broken Bridge down in Burlingame. And, they heavily police that in the later days. And,
do they?
Even a task force in the hallways, in the main hall in town. That's how much it was policed. You can't really get to them that easy now.
Right, okay. It's a strange curiosity. Thanks, Anonymous. It's a strange curiosity, actually, isn't it, that something can grow wildly out of the ground.
Out of the ground,
and
but you
yet
can't
you're
have
not
it.
Allowed to touch it. Some people get assistance for ailments and pains from that sort of stuff. We've heard about medicinal cannabis, obviously, and I think there is a form of medicinal mushroom as well.
Yeah, I've just found it through Scotty, who's our producer today. This has just come through from the CSIRO today.
Yeah.
Under a new license, CSIRO will work with local medtech companies to improve existing psychedelic products and develop new ones. Psychedelics such as psilocybin, which is derived from a certain species of mushroom, are currently being tested by researchers in Australia and internationally in strict controlled clinical settings to see if they can be an effective treatment alongside psychotherapy for mental health-related illnesses.
There you go.
So far, results have been promising.
Mm. There you go, X-Man. The magic mushroom. It's got packs a bit of power.
Mate, makes you dizzy, apparently, and it's good for other things.
And that's what we're hearing.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Yesterday in an Adelaide court, the conclusion, X, to one of the stories of last year. It certainly made us laugh last year when we first heard about it. This is the three blokes in Adelaide who stole the Big Bird costume from the Adelaide Sesame Street Circus.
Yep, go on. And a very, very expensive Sesame Street theft too, Baz. It was worth an absolute fortune.
So they had their day in court yesterday, and the group who earlier pleaded guilty were each reportedly ordered to enter a $500 2-year good behaviour bond, and they must also complete community service. So in the end, seemed like a good lark at the time, bit of a laugh, have a bit of a giggle, stole the Big Bird costume, ended up in court yesterday, $500 and a 2-year good behaviour bond. They look pretty cool walking into court as well.
Oh, they're that cool and trendy. They're very dissimilar to us, Baz. They pull off those sort of cool outfits. They look, what's that little group on TikTok? Leechy, uneducated or whatever they're called. They've got that
or something
uninspired, whatever they're called. Yeah. They've got that look about them. Trendy, very, very Brunswick, if you've ever been to Melbourne.
Inspired unemployed is their
inspired
name.
Inspired unemployed, that's them.
Yeah.
They have that look about them.
Well played, Scotty, out there. So 133353 after the Adelaide boys' big day in court yesterday. Has everybody had their day in court, do you think?
I certainly have, Baz. I remember I was living in Perth and had an email lob into my account one day.
Yeah.
I was actually working with a couple of friends, and I was getting sued. I'd been served over a dispute with a housing issue.
Okay.
Now,
Here in Perth, or back home in Melbourne.
So the issue was it was a one-bathroom house in Melbourne, and we said to them, tell us when you're going on holidays or if you're away for a week or two, and we'll put a new bathroom in for you.
Yeah.
No cost, no raise of rent. Like, we're just going to put a brand new one in for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good. Da, 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 da. Anyway, they said, yep. And then they sued us for not putting their dog up in the presidential suite of a dog house, of a dog pet store or whatever they wanted.
Bit hoarse.
Anyway, yeah, so off to VCAT. I think they wanted $15,000 out of us. So they didn't get $15,000, but they actually got laughed at and told to come back with a proper go. So they came back and they ended up squeaking $1,500 out of me.
Really?
No, but not putting their dog in. Yeah, because it was outrageous, Basil. They wanted the builder to look after their stupid dog, Boo Boo and Pupsy or whatever they call them. Anyway, yeah, $1,500. I had the suit and tie on, and I find you guilty of A, B, and C, and here's your $1,500 handed over to him.
Happy day. So the X-Man's day in court cost him $1,500. Well, it's going to require a little bit of honesty here and maybe delving into your past, but have you had your day in court? Matty in City Beach. Morning, Matt.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
What happened, mate?
Good.
Well, we're going back about 9 years ago now, and a couple of mates and I were on the source at the Queen's, and we came out the front, saw a tree, thought the best thing to do was swing on it, just as the boys from Blue went past.
Oh.
And, kind of bad luck, bad timing there. And, they pulled my mate and I aside. next thing we know, we're in court. And
what did you get charged for?
Public disorder.
Hanging around.
Yeah, not bad, Basil. The Queen's holds a very special part in your life, Basil.
Yes, I met the lovely Amy at the Queen's Hotel Sunday session back in 2002, I reckon it was, end of 2002. Maddie, so you went to court and then what happened? Dismissed or a small fine or?
Spent conviction and both of us got $1,500 fines a pop.
Did you really?
Oh, mate, Maddie, I sense you're not telling the full story. Yeah, you're hanging on a tree.
No, absolutely.
You didn't have your old fellas hanging out or something, did you?
Were you nude?
No, we weren't. We were just a couple of idiots swinging on a tree.
Stole the copper's gun or something?
Yeah, my mate may have given a bit of spray back to...
There we go.
There's a little bit more.
Now we're starting to work towards a fuller picture. Matty, well done. Well, good of you to come clean years later. Graham's in Bennett Springs. Graham, morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Your day in court?
Good, mate. So back in 2004, I've got done for in a police chase, in a cop car police chase.
Right, okay.
Your high speed,
Yeah.
You were driving?
Run us through the events.
Yeah, all right. So it's a long story, but I cut it a little bit short. So I already got done the first time drink driving from Netherlands Pub to come around the corner. Got pulled up by the police the first time, and they took me back to the East Perth lockup. They let me go at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they said, "Here's your keys. Don't go back to your car. Get a taxi home." Yeah, no worries. But I got work in the morning. He goes, "Don't care. Don't go back to your car." So I decided to catch the taxi straight to back to my car.
Uh-oh.
And then, of course, I was under the limit. Still, I was under the limit. I reckon I wasn't that. So I went back to my car, and then in Belmont, I had a unmarked police car who pulled me over.
Yeah.
But I've decided to listen to Limp Bizkit, and that got me fired up.
Jesus.
And basically, the guys walked up to my car, just took off.
And you took off. So as they were walking up to the car after they stopped, you thought, right, away I go.
Yeah, yeah, because I was listening to the music.
A bit of Fred Durst.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So how far did you go, mate? And what sort of speeds were you travelling?
I couldn't say too much over the radio, but it's been done. But yeah, high speeds. I went through nine different suburbs, all the way out to Beckenham, and then back.
So they
to Belmont.
They got you eventually. Did you run out of gas or what happened
to
you?
No. I lost them in the industrial in Belmont, but they phoned me up because of the cop who pulled me over the first time phoned me up on the mobile, asked me where I was.
Yeah. So did he know that you were in the middle of a chase at that time?
Pardon?
Did he know that you'd driven off in your car, or that was random?
After a little while, because I'd done a license check on the back of it, and it come up, this is a black Fairmont gear, and they're working the registration numbers under me, and then just the guy who pulled me over the first time phoned me up and said, are you driving a motor vehicle?
How long?
The chase?
What was the punishment?
In court?
1 year suspension and a $2,500 fine.
You sound like you're a changed man now, Graham.
Yeah, 2004. Don't do it, anyone. Just don't do it anymore. It's dangerous.
Limp Bizkit. The body just took over. I understand.
Yeah. No excuse, Ex.
Careful, leeches. Careful.
Yeah, that's it. That's the song, mate.
And that was the song you were listening to?
Yeah.
Oh, who knows what reaction that's going to spark. All right, Graham, well, at least you've turned over a new leaf, mate. Good to hear the honesty coming through. Cameron to finish us off in Basso. Morning, Cam.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Tell us what happened your day in court.
Oh, mate, it was more so a police incident. It didn't actually end up going to court.
Okay.
But what it was just been at a new company for about just over two weeks, and got a phone call from the cops saying, I haven't paid my fines for talking on my phone while driving. And I said, no, this is definitely not me. So the cops ended up coming around to the new workplace and thinking, what the hell is going on here? And they said, no, that's definitely you, mate. We pulled you over and you need to come to court. And I said, nah, mate, that was not me. I was not around that sort of area. Anyway, I ended up going to the cop station, doing a full bloody statement and whatnot. And turns out it was my brother that said he was Cameron.
Sheepers.
He's the wrong...
They didn't even check the ID or anything. And they said, nah, that's definitely you. And I said, nah, mate, he's a little bit wider than what I am. So, it definitely wasn't me. And 2 years later, I got shit to do.
Yeah, mistaken identity.
Did you ever have that run in with your brother? How did you have that conversation go?
Let's just say we've got over it now, but we didn't speak for a good 3 to 4 years, that's for sure.
I can understand. Yeah. Cam, thank you for sharing. Graham and Maddie, good calls, everyone.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Your little fella, Albie, he's fascinated with the rain at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny, he's won, and you think, well, how much that rain does he remember? So every time it rains now, he just wanders out and plays it.
He absolutely loves
it. So he's got his basketball and the rain, and the other one's got a power ranger, and that probably sums up their personalities pretty well.
Tell you what else they need. They need to get into Chemist Warehouse, your fellas. Shop in store or online for home delivery, or click and collect. They can get department store fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse. And don't forget, if you find a cheaper price on the same item at another Australian retail store, they'll match it and give you 10% off the difference. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. X-Man, even in the wet.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all about our vitamins here, mate. That's what we do. We just sort of snack on the vitamins. That's why when COVID came, it just sort of thought, oh, gee, who's this bloke shops at Chemist Warehouse? We better just skip on out of here.
Not knocking on that door. Came back and got you through the back door. But doesn't matter. You're all okay, X, and back out of there in a couple of days.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
X-Man, for those not familiar, and I reckon most people are, James Corden, how would we sum up his work?
A UK TV host who is a funny man who famously really launched onto our screens over here in Australia through Carpool Karaoke, where he's got the biggest celebrities, biggest musicians in the world. He's got them all. And they sing in the car to songs and a Range Rover and dance and carry on.
He's a good singer himself, isn't he? Because he sings along and he's clearly got a good voice.
He takes the mic. They are. It's good fun. It really is. J-Lo to Adele to Coldplay to Justin Bieber to everyone.
They kind of relax with him, don't they?
It's a badge of honour almost to be invited into the car.
No, well, he's very, very smart. Well, there's another badge of honour coming courtesy of James Corden, because James Corden has admitted to only washing his hair every 2 months. Every 8 weeks. Now, he said it as though, oh, this is going to shock people around the world. People are going to be stunned. But the X-Man and I got chatting about this earlier this morning. We are, I think, both of the view that the vast majority of Australian males will probably think, 2 months, what's the big deal about that?
And what station are we on now, Baz? Triple M.
Yes.
I can't imagine too many Triple M men going home and getting the Kevin Murphy out and running that through the locks on a weekly basis.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if there are people that listen to us that push back the other way. Some of the tradies, for example, might find, dirty, greasy today. Dirty, greasy tomorrow. Got to wash my hair every night at the end of the day. Otherwise, I just don't feel right. So if you're in that camp, we want to hear from you. 1-3-3-5-3. But we also wouldn't mind going to the other extreme. Now, my theory is, so my hair's quite fine.
Yeah.
And if there's a bit of product in there or a bit of something, it sort of sits a little bit, a bit more together. If I put shampoo through my hair,
Fluffed.
My hair goes, limp and flat. Looks like an absolute nuff. I look like a bigger nuffy than I normally do.
Oh, hang on. Now, when you get a haircut, though, do they give you a wash?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, because obviously I'm able to get my hair cut at work because hair and makeup. Often we'll wash it first at home and then later that day we'll get a haircut. But sometimes when you go into the hairdressing salon or to the barbers, you get the hair and the wash, right?
Yeah, the gentleman's lounge in Subi, they used to give you the scotch, the massage and the head rub and the wash.
It. Happy day.
But then I'm now a barber, man. It's literally in and out. Buzz cut, out you go.
How often would you go then? So James Corden's talking about washing his hair once every 2 months. What would you be saying?
Maybe 4 times a year.
4 times a year. All right.
Maybe. If.
The X-Man is our marker. He's our par. Are you over par or dramatically under par? How many people are washing their hair every day? Joe, morning.
Morning, Baz. Morning, Zave. How are you, boys?
How often for you, mate?
Mate, this is fair dinkum. I've not washed my hair since 2012.
Huh. Hey, have you got long hair, dreadies or anything like that?
10 years.
No, I don't, mate. Short back and sides. The missus is a serious judge when it comes to things on the nose, and she can't smell anything.
Right.
Hair regulates itself.
Oh, yeah.
Massive advocate. Legit.
Okay, so every 10 years, or not even every 10 years, that's just where you're up to at the moment.
I used to wash it religiously like everyone does, and then I just stopped and never had a need to go back. And
Joey, what shower products are you using alternatively on the skin and stuff to get yourself smelling?
Oh, mate, nothing special.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Try to get in the salt water when I can.
All right,
that's
Joe.
All you need.
You've just about knocked everybody else out, I'm sure. So, Joe hasn't washed his hair since 2010.
Perfect. Gary, good morning.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. James Corden washes his hair every couple of months. Where do you sit?
Mate, I don't wash my hair either.
Not at all.
No. Your hair, I go for the mad scientist look like Albert Einstein, you know?
Yeah.
But, your hair will look after itself, like the last bloke just said.
Okay.
There's never an issue, never gets knotted, doesn't smell.
Right.
And it shampoos and conditions itself.
So you do wet it, obviously, but you just don't wash it with a product.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Gaz. Well, there we go. There's a couple in that
I feel like a clean freak, Baz. Mick, good morning.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, mate.
Yeah, we're 10 out of 10, mate. Washing your hair, how often do you run the suds through it?
Well, I've gone from one polar extreme to the other. I used to wash it once or twice a day because it was always full of wood chips and sawdust.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And now I've shaved my head about 15 years ago and, use a bar of soap once every 6 months just to get the scales off the top, mate.
Right. So no hair, no washing necessary, obviously.
No, you still get a wicked lather with a bar of soap. That's about it.
All right, Mickey, well
Mick,
played.
I'll tell you what, Baz, Em's reintroduced the bar of soap into our shower.
Right,
it's bloody
okay.
Fantastic.
We've gone retro on you. Rhonda's in Dudley Park. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're going to tell us about your grandson, are you?
Yes.
He has long
hair full of ringlets, and if he doesn't wash it twice a day, it's unmanageable. It just goes everywhere. So, it springs out and there's bits and pieces.
So
he hates it.
He has to wash it twice a day.
Yes.
So our first caller hasn't washed his hair in 10 years and your grandson's washing it twice a day.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is unusual for someone his age as well.
How old is he?
How old, Rhonda?
He's 18.
Gee,
18.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
That's a lot of maintenance required there, isn't it?
Twice a day, enough for me. Michael, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Baz. G'day, Dave. You got me?
Mickey.
Yeah, got you loud and clear, mate. Washing your hair, how often do you get the Pantene through it?
I'm pretty OCD about it, so I usually, like, wash it every day because I've had long hair and I've had many questionable haircuts over the years. So I need to, every sort of haircut I have is different, so usually, like, I wash it every day. So, yeah, that's what I tend to do.
What a range. What a range.
Mate, it's everything. And chosen products, anything in particular?
Usually the Head and Shoulders or any sort of anti-dandruff.
Anti-dandruff. Yep, nice touch.
Beautifully played. Johnny from Como, apologies, we're not going to be able to get to you. Thank you to everybody who phoned through. I've never known a range of answers on a topic that we have asked our listeners before.
I'll tell you what, Baz, when people look at me, because I don't wash my hair, I can now say, come on, guys, everyone knows it self-regulates. Everyone knows that. Jeez.
For Chemist Warehouse, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.